Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Developing news this hour, a freight train derailed in southwest Detroit. We get more live and local with WWJ's Ron Dewey.
And a very fluid situation, Brooke. This is a CN Rail freight train we're talking about. 151 cars total. We're being told it was traveling from one track to another, going over the viaduct that carries the rails over Clark Avenue when that train apparently jumped a switch and lost about 11 cars. 11 cars derailing total, we're told now. We're checking in with Detroit Deputy Fire Commissioner Dave Fornell at the scene, telling WWJ, again, this is above Clark Avenue, just south of Michigan Ave. It's part of a busy residential commercial area of that neighborhood.
The derailment was on a viaduct, so there is a car kind of hanging partially over the edge. One of the cars does have hazardous material, so our hazardous material people are on the scene.
Right now, Fornell says they're trying to determine the hazardous material on board that rail car and whether it is leaking. He says no injuries have been reported, but as you would imagine, that area of Scotton and Clark is going to be a no-go to traffic. Police are going to be closing down that road if they haven't already. No word of any evacuations at this point as this investigation continues. Again, this is a freight train, a CN rail train that lost about 11 cars in this derailment in southwest Detroit above Clark, south of Michigan Ave. WWJ's John Hewitt making a beeline to the scene. He'll have live and local updates throughout the midday. Live and local, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.